A few years back, there was a high school teacher that wanted to take his junior class on a field trip to the local nursing home. He was hoping by doing this, he would allow them to get to know the residents there and potentially get to learn some great advice from these people who had, you know, lived a long and prosperous life. And he told them when they went, you know, not just to ask them about their life story, you know, and all that. Of course, they were going to do that as well. But he really wanted them to ask them what advice they wish that they had when they were teenagers. You know, what did they learn in their lifetime that they wish somebody would have just told them when they were younger so they wouldn't have had to figure it out the hard way going through life's difficulties? And so the high school students, the juniors, went to the nursing home. They asked that question. And here's a list of a few of the responses that they got back that day. One of the first ones was, they said, don't take things personally, which I think is a great one. In today's society, it seems like everybody takes things very personally, gets offended very easily. And they made it clear, just don't let it rile you up. You know, don't take things personally. Second thing that they advised was to always keep moving, even if it's just walking. And it relates to the third piece of advice they gave, where they said, the joints that you damage when you're a teenager will get their revenge. It's kind of a, you know, I think helpful hint to our young people not to be too reckless. The next bit of advice was they said to these teenagers, nobody ever dies wishing that they had worked more. Most people, when they get to that stage of their life, they look back and they realize that they worked way too much. They dedicated way too much of their time to their jobs and not enough time on their families and their friends, these strong relationships in their lives, just enjoying life for what it was. The next bit of advice they got was that everything is an adventure if you simply choose to see it that way. That so many times we get wrapped up and things need to be perfect, you know, and things need to be planned out exactly right, that we fail to see the humor in these situations, that it can be adventurous, and that in itself is exciting. The next bit of advice they got, they were told that stuff is just stuff. It's not worth losing your head over. It's not worth getting all bent out of shape, trying to get it, and then being afraid to lose it. The next thing was they said, beware of jealousy. Because they say jealousy can ruin your life. If you're constantly comparing yourself to others, it ruins your relationships, your lives. They say, don't waste your time on it. Instead, learn to be grateful. Don't take anything for granted. The next bit of advice they gave was, people may not always remember how smart you were or how much you knew or how good you were at what you did, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And if you show them respect, you make people feel like they have value in their life, that they are worthy, they'll remember that. And that's how you change lives. The last bit of advice they got was kind of a catch-all, and it just kind of said, the things of life are never as serious as they seem. Many of them reported that they regretted how much time they wasted worrying about things that at the end of the day really didn't amount to anything. So they told these teenagers, don't take things too seriously. Take it lightly. Enjoy life. Well, after compiling all these good tidbits of advice, the teacher gathered them together and asked them what they thought of the words of wisdom that they learned that day. And the teenager's response was, well, we already knew all this. And it was then the teacher began to realize that these kids took all this for granted. They just assumed that they knew these life lessons. They knew the words, but they didn't know their meaning. They didn't know how to live it out. And that they too would have to learn it the hard way, going through life, struggling with the difficulties, figuring out in their own good time. Today we celebrate All Saints Day. We celebrate these great men and women who have gone before us, fully human, that they too had to journey through life and all of its pains and struggles, and they learned from it. And here we are today celebrating their lives, not because they're up there in heaven saying, gee whiz, what a great day to celebrate us, you know, how good we are, we made it to heaven, it's great that they're down there on earth worshiping us and what we've done. That's not what they're saying at all. Instead, they're up there looking down on us. They're saying, we want you to be with us. Learn from what we did. Read our life stories. Learn from the mistakes we made, the triumphs that we had, the courage that we had, and the weaknesses that we felt. Grow from our experiences so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You can know the path to holiness and happiness. One of my favorite saint stories is that of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Here is a man who lived centuries ago. He was a professional soldier. He was very good at what he did. He had trained in combat. He was very good at killing his fellow man. In one battle, he got very, very injured. He broke his legs. He was put up in a hospital for months for the recovery of these legs. And while he was there, I mean, back then, you know, they didn't have Wi-Fi, they didn't have Netflix. He couldn't just turn on YouTube and, you know, watch whatever show he wanted to. Instead, they had books. And he realized that they really, at this hospital, they only had like two types of books. One was these books that were about chivalry and the knights of old, you know, and epic tales from ancient Greece and Rome, you know, these awesome heroic tales that he could really delve into it. And then there were the lives of the saints. And at first, being a soldier, he loved the stories about the knights and the soldiers and the great heroes of the past, and he'd delve into them, you know, and he'd be exhilarated by it and excited, but he realized that feeling would very quickly fade after he stopped reading about these guys. And he began to realize that when he read the lives of the saints, those stories stuck with him. Reading about those men and women who gave their lives for a man named Jesus Christ, those were the stories that kept him up at night, thinking about it, wondering, who are these people? Where did they get this inner strength, this inner peace and calm? And how do I get it? By the time he was done with his time in the hospital and he was released, he's known for this quote that he said when he was released. He was like, if they can do it, if they can become saints, why can't I? And he went on to write these great works about discernment of spirits. He founded a religious order that traveled the globe, spreading the gospel message. He became one of our greatest saints. Because to him, the saints were not dead. To him, they were very much alive and someone that we could emulate. They were the ones that lived out the gospel passage that we hear today with the Beatitudes. And he wasn't like the teenagers today that said, yeah, we know those words. Yes, we know that blessed are the poor in spirit. Yes, blessed are those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We know the words. He wanted to live it. He wanted desperately to be a saint, to join them. So the question comes down to us. If they can do it, why can't we? Amen.